Welcome to KABU, Diana Meisenhelter.
Hi.
When this report airs on Monday, March 8th, you will likely be in Minnesota along with other activists joining the camps there to stop Line 3. This proposed pipeline expansion would carry close to 1 million barrels a day of the highly toxic tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, through untouched wetlands and the treaty territory of Anishinaabe peoples, and an area that includes the Mississippi River headwaters and other critical waterways. This expanded pipeline would be the carbon equivalent of 50 new coal-fired plants. Over the years, Indigenous-led resistance to Line 3 has been successful in throwing hurdles in the path of this lethal project. So what has happened recently, Diana, that makes mobilization now so critical?
Well, since December, over 100 water protectors have been arrested in resistance to this horrific project. And we are answering the call of Indigenous water protectors who are now calling nationally for folks to show up on the front lines. Today's International Women's Day, and this movement is being led by courageous Indigenous women like Tara Hauska, Tasha Martineau, and many others. With thousands of out-of-state workers, the man camps have been proven to be a real threat to Indigenous women, as well as a huge COVID hazard for all. But most importantly, at the end of March, Enbridge is going to be renewing $2.2 billion in loans. They have to seek renewals from 18 banks, and we want to stop that money pipeline. Plus, given the momentum from the KXL cancellation, we need to push the Biden administration to cancel Line 3 and DAPL as well by putting pressure on Gina McCarthy, the White House's new climate policy advisor. Enbridge is trying to push this all through by June. And one of the critical things they're trying right now to do is that this pipeline will cross over 227 bodies of water, and Indigenous folks want to stop it before that happens. And these women are protecting not only their lands and waters, but the seven generations to follow. Extinction Rebellion and other activists are headed to Minnesota from around the country for a week of action March 8th through the 14th. At the same time, we're encouraging folks around the country to do daily online actions available at Stop the Money Pipeline or Stop Line 3. And we're going to provide a website on KABU that has a step-to-step on how to either join us in Minnesota or the online solidarity actions you can do here in Portland. In addition, there's going to be socially distanced actions targeting banks deciding on the loan renewals, such as Chase or Bank of America, right here in Portland. Extinction Rebellion and Stop the Money Pipeline are coming together to act, and you can find details by emailing us or going to our Twitter site, and we'll provide that online as well.
So there are many ways people can support the mobilization there, in addition to being part of the car caravans from around the country. There are local things people can do, and we'll be posting that. As you mentioned, March 8th, as people listen to this report today, is International Women's Day, and the climate justice movement includes many groups and organizations, with Indigenous women playing particularly important leadership roles in recent years. So what does it mean for you as a white climate activist to be part of an Indigenous-led mobilization and action, particularly how we think about maybe the intersection of gender justice, racial justice, and climate justice?
Well, we were trained this last week by Indigenous activist Renee Miller Chacon, and she works with Spirit of the Sun in preparing for this week of action. And she spoke of women as life givers, as fierce protectors for future generations, as warriors of love and compassion. And she asked us, how will you be a good ancestor in the face of predatory capitalism and colonialist policies, where we must all do our power in order to help our siblings, the plants and the animals, survive along with ourselves? And then she went on to distinguish between allies who show solidarity, educate, listen, and make statements speaking the truth, with accomplices who are willing to sacrifice and take action under the leadership of and in solidarity with communities impacted by racism, dismantling oppressive structures and creating creating alternative ones while working to restore wealth, reparations, and justice. Some have likened it, she said, to a birth process, intense labor, and then that space where one pulls back from the contractions, and there is that first medicine of breath and a regenerative moment to rebuild strength before the intense labor begins yet again. So I would really hope that people take this week to prepare for daily actions, March 8th through the 14th, and then help us draw attention nationwide to this righteous struggle being led by Indigenous women for the safety and benefit of us all. And so please take the time to check out the KBOO website and center yourself on what needs to be done.
This is an important way to both celebrate, honor, and act for International Women's Day. Thanks so much, and we hope to hear further reports from you from the road and the camps.
Will do.